brings us to just after 10 past 8. It's time to talk about the heart. And it's week 3 of Heart Awareness Month, and that's celebrated by the Heart and Stroke Foundation. We've got Shonisani Nepalama on the line, who is the nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us today about week number 3. Shonisani, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you for having me, and good morning to our listeners. How are you?
No, very well, thanks. We're just bracing ourselves for a little bit of chilly weather, but otherwise we're good, thanks. And Shonisani, getting into the chat for today, the role of the multidisciplinary team before and after surgery. As we continue to commemorate Heart Awareness Month, can you remind us about the significance of this campaign, and then a little bit about the theme for this week?
Thank you so much, and happy Heart Awareness Month to our listeners. As our listeners might be aware, the Heart and Stroke Foundation commemorates Heart Awareness Month in the month of September annually. So this is our crucial campaign that raises public awareness about cardiovascular disease, which is the leading cause of death and disability in South Africa. So this campaign promotes heart health through education, prevention, early detection, and also emphasizes that most cardiovascular disease, they are preventable by addressing the risk factors like smoking, vaping, as well as vaping or smoking any other non-tobacco products, unhealthy diet, stress, and physical inactivity. So this week, as we have mentioned, we are highlighting the critical role of multidisciplinary team in cardiothoracic care. The reason for this is because a coordinated approach with various healthcare professionals ensures a comprehensive care from pre-surgery assessment preparation to post-surgery rehabilitation. This will provide the patient with the best possible outcome and also support throughout the journey. So by working together as a multidisciplinary team, we improve surgical outcomes, we also reduce hospital readmission, as well as enhance patients' quality of life. So we are advocating for holistic, patient-centered approach to cardiovascular disease that starts before surgery and also continues long after, and also exploring the innovative strategy to enhance this recovery as well as the outcome of the patient.
And Shonisani, which healthcare professionals are part of the multidisciplinary team for cardiothoracic surgery?
A multidisciplinary team approach is crucial, as I mentioned before, in cardiothoracic surgery. It is where a diverse group of healthcare professionals work together to provide a comprehensive care for patients. So this collaboration ensures that patients receive the best possible treatment and support throughout their surgical journey. So to answer your question, members of the multidisciplinary team, it includes the cardiologist who will diagnose and treat heart conditions, prescribe medications and perform tests, cardiothoracic surgeons who will perform the surgeries on the heart, the lung and the chest, anesthesiologist who will administer the anesthesia and monitor the vital signs during the surgery, the nurse who provide direct care, monitor vital signs, administer medication, as well as educate patients and families. It also includes the physiotherapy, where they help patients regain strength and mobilize and functional abilities after surgery, occupational therapist, where they assist patients in adapting to daily activities while living with conditions, with heart conditions, dietitians, they provide personalized nutrition counseling and also support to optimize our patient outcome. Psychologists, they support mental health and well-being, as well as helping patients to cope with the anxiety, depression, and stress after the surgery, as well as before the surgery. So this means that each member in the multidisciplinary team, they play a crucial, important role in patient care before, during, and after cardiothoracic surgery, as well as contributing to the optimal health outcome of the patient.
And what role do dietitians play in supporting patients before and after cardiothoracic surgery?
Just to highlight, so that listeners can get why dietitians play an important role, it's that malnutrition is a significant concern for cardiac patients, stats found that it affects about 70% of hospitalized patients. Research also shows that nutrition can lead to an increased complications. It can lead to delayed recovery and a higher risk of mortality or death. So dietitians play a crucial role in providing a personalized nutrition counseling and also to support the patients before and after cardiothoracic surgery. We tailor the nutrition plans to individual needs to patients can optimize their outcome as well as reduce complications and support overall health. So a healthier diet is very important for cardiac patients because we focus on low carbohydrates, low salt, low saturated fat intake with an emphasis on fresh fruits and vegetables rich in vitamins and fiber. We should also include omega-3 as well as omega-6 fatty acids sources from like fish oil, nuts, seeds, which are beneficial because these ones, they help with reducing inflammation after the surgery. We also reduce or give moderate fat intake of less than 30% of total energy, as well as limited fat to help patient not to over exceed their daily recommendation. Also, adequate protein as well, it's very important because it's very important, especially for thoracic patients, to support their lung fight infection as well as maintain nutritional status. So overall, nutrition screening as well, it's also important because when you do nutrition screening before surgery, it helps to identify as well as to optimize patients that might be malnourished so that we can start early a nutrition intervention. Mm-hmm. It will also helps them to recover early. So a Mediterranean-style cardioprotective diet, rich in fruits, vegetables, and healthy fats, combined with effective weight management, it is an important part of cardiothoracic surgery because it will help patients to also take control of their heart health as well as also improve their overall well-being.
And Shonisani, why is it, or rather, why is early cardiac rehabilitation important?
Early cardiac rehabilitation is important because it promotes recovery. It also prevents complications as well as improve quality of life. So by initiating rehabilitation early, patients also will be able to regain their strength, mobility, as well as functional abilities after cardiac surgery or after a cardiac event. So this approach also reduces the risk of post-operative complications and as well as hospital readmissions. And also early cardiac rehabilitation supports. It also supports long-term health by helping patients to adopt healthier behavior habits, reduce the risk of future cardiac events, and as well addressing also mental health. It's also a concern such as anxiety and depression because these conditions that are common among cardiac patients. So a multidisciplinary team that includes psychologists and other healthcare professionals such as a social worker, it also helps with providing a personalized care and support also to ensure optimal outcomes as well as improve overall well-being as well as the mental well-being of a patient.
Then the role that the Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa plays in supporting patients with cardiovascular disease and particularly those that are undergoing cardiothoracic surgery.
The Heart and Stroke Foundation, it plays a significant role in supporting patients with cardiovascular disease, including those undergoing surgery. There are ways that our foundation contributes to supporting this patient. We have education and awareness where the foundation provides educational resources, awareness programs to help patients and families understand our cardiovascular disease, its respect as well as to manage strategies. We also offer nutrition counseling. We have registered dietitian like myself and my colleague, Ms. Kari Erasmus, which is part of the foundation nutrition science program that runs various nutrition programs that enables the patients to improve their daily diet habit. We also have the health risk assessment and health promotion program led by healthcare professionals like our Sister Jandra Watson, Sister Zandile Tele, and Sister Tembe Kashizi. So they help patients to monitor their key risk factors for heart disease, such as blood pressure, blood glucose, and cholesterol levels. So for those that are preparing for surgery, it is essential for them to monitor these vitals that I've mentioned because they'll be able to manage their risk factors by following a healthier behavior, adhere to treatment plan, as well as to seek information from healthcare professional. We also advocate for policies and initiatives that promote heart health, improve healthcare access, as well as support research into cardiovascular disease. The foundation also is proud also to support research, which helps to improve treatment options, patient outcomes, and overall heart health. So by playing this role, the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, it contributes to improving the lives of patients with cardiovascular disease, as well as promoting heart health in the community.
Right, so you've got quite a lot that the Heart and Stroke Foundation does, and Shonisani, what is the key take-home message that you'd like to share with listeners on this week's theme, and also how can listeners reach you should they have more questions?
My key take-home message this morning is that whether you are living with heart condition, preparing for heart surgery, recovering, or at risk, there is hope and also help is available. So a team of dedicated healthcare professionals, it can support you improving your quality of life. So each and every person, I advise them that they should take charge of their health by staying informed with scientific facts and taking proactive steps. Remember that our health or your health is your greatest wealth. It's your greatest wealth. Prioritize it. Invest in your future.
And that's so. For
contact details. For contact details, they can call us on 021-422-1586. They can also visit our website www.heartfoundation.co.za for more resources. We are also on Facebook at Heartstroke SA, on Instagram Heartstroke SA.
And Shonisani, one take-home message there I think that stands out is your health is, it's an asset for you. You've got to look after it because then you're looking after your future.
Yes.
So have a good week and enjoy week number 3 of the Heart Awareness Month, and looking forward to talking about week number 4.
Thank you so much. Have a great week ahead. We'll chat again on week 4.
Thanks, Shonisani. Keep well then. Cheerio. That's Shonisani Lepanama. Lepalama from the Heart and Stroke Foundation talking to us today about Heart Awareness Month and week number 3.